Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. Unpaid medical bills will no longer appear on credit reports under a rule announced yesterday by the Biden administration. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will remove $49 billion in medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans. I welcome now Dan Weissman. He is host and executive producer of the podcast An Arm and a Leg, a great show about the cost of healthcare. Dan, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Megan, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
What do you know, first off, about the specifics of this rule change?
Yeah, so it basically just what you said. It used to be like until, well, so the funny thing is it doesn't get implemented for 60 days. So until this rule gets implemented, what's been the case is that, you know, anything you owe can show up on your credit report, including money you might owe to a hospital or a doctor or a medical supply company. And basically what the feds are saying here is that's not right, because one, they've done some studies and they've showed, like, look, this isn't like taking a trip to Paris and putting it on your credit card and just blowing it off, right? We don't choose to need medical care. And in fact, most people do their best to pay their bills. So people aren't just stiffing hospitals and whatnot. They're not people who are deadbeats. And so whether if you have medical debts you haven't paid, I mean, you're in a world of hurt, but it doesn't mean you're a bad credit risk, is basically what they've determined. And there's another piece of it, which is that providers, you know, people are just on the hook for a lot more money. I mean, we can all know that, than we used to be for medical care. Insurance covers in some ways less and less. We have higher deductibles, higher copays, higher co-insurance, which is like a percentage of a hospital bill that you're supposed to pay. It's beyond what most people can do. And hospitals will, you know, call you up and say, like, look, if you don't pay us, it's going to go on your credit report, which is going to make it harder for you, like, to get a car loan, to get a home loan, or maybe even to get a job or to rent an apartment, because employers and landlords, they look at this stuff too. So, or at least some of them do. So the intention here is to say, like, look, this just shouldn't, like, one, people aren't a bad credit risk because they have medical bills they can't pay. It's a big problem that they have those medical bills they can't pay, but it doesn't make them a bad credit risk. And two, they shouldn't be coerced into paying essentially more than they can, because they're worried about being able to rent an apartment or get a job, buy a home, get a car.
I'd love to break down a lot of what you said in there. First off, why is there so much medical debt? You gave a few reasons, but overall, what do you see happening in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, before I've been covering this stuff for about 6-7 years. And one of the first things anybody ever did was quote to me an economist whose name I might mispronounce, named Uwe Reinhardt, who wrote a paper like more than 20 years ago summing up like why healthcare costs so much. And his headline was, "It's the prices, stupid." To basically, we run healthcare like a business. We allow it to be a business. And that means that people get in it for profit. Insurance companies are in it for profit. Drug companies are in it for profit. Some hospitals are in it for profit. Private equity is really into buying up medical practices because they're like, this is, you know, a money or your life situation. And even if you are running a nonprofit hospital with the best of intentions, those people are your competitors and your counterparties, right? Those insurance companies that are so big, they are the people who are saying, yeah, we don't think we're going to pay you this much for that. Or they're telling you, yeah, we're not going to pay you at all for this thing that you think is medically necessary. So it means that you're swimming with the sharks and you have to act shark-like, and you're under tremendous financial pressure. The money to keep your doors open has to come from someplace. And the insurance companies are telling you, nah, it ain't going to be us. Hospitals look to patients. It's not good.
I'm speaking with Dan Weissman. He is host of the An Arm and a Leg podcast that looks at the cost of healthcare. What have you heard from your audience about the burden of these massive medical debts.
It's a giant burden, right? And it's not just my audience. It's out there, you know, for everybody to see. And journalists have dedicated years to studying this. My colleague Noam Levy at KFF Health News published a story almost 2 years ago now documenting how many Americans live with medical debt. 100 million people, 41% of people, have medical debts, bills they can't pay, that they're carrying. And that means sometimes they spend less on food, on heating their homes, you know, things you can't, that aren't really optional. A more recent study from the Commonwealth Fund found that of people with what they call adequate insurance, which is like 56% of people, so let's talk about how 44% of us don't have adequate insurance all year, 21% of people, one in five people who have adequate insurance have medical debt they can't pay. So this is broadly all of us. They asked people also in this survey, like, over the last 5 years, have you had medical bills you can't pay? 60% of people said yes.
I see this in my own household, how hard it is to understand charges and then try to negotiate to get them reduced. How challenging is this for the average person facing big medical bills?
It's challenging for experts. I mean, it's really hard. You know, I had a bill recently, like a drug that I take. One month I went to the pharmacy, they were like, that's $20. The next month they were like, that's $75. And I was like, what is going on? And I spent a full morning on the phone with my insurance, with the pharmacy, with the kind of pharmacy specialists at the insurance company to figure out, like, what is going on here? You know, and got it resolved. But like, I'm not an average person. I mean, I've been actively reporting on this and studying it and learning from people about how to fight this for like half a dozen years. And I had to like set aside a morning just for this one thing, which is honestly relatively small. And I'm not in a medical crisis, right? This is like, well, this is medicine that I take. I need it. It's important to me. But I'm not like, you know, God forbid, right? I don't have cancer. I'm walking and talking and doing my thing all day. So how hard is it? It's really hard. I mean, what I've learned is, you know, it's doable. You know, I did it and people do it. But how hard is it? Way too hard.
Dan, one final question for you. Obviously, for a lot of people, this is great news that medical debt will be eliminated from credit scores. But are you concerned that these rule changes might be rolled back in the next administration?
It's a gamble. I mean, you know, this is where, like, I'm not a political reporter, so I don't know. I'm just a guy. But, you know, from what I read and what I see, someone characterized this as like the Biden administration basically daring Republicans to roll back something that, like, who's mad about it? I mean, some bankers are mad about it. Collection agencies are mad about it. Credit reporting agencies are a little mad about it. But like, those are not like broadly popular entities. So, but I mean, they are like, they do have big lobbying staffs and they make lots of campaign contributions. But like, yeah, the Biden administration, I think this is a good analysis, like saying, like, you want to cancel this one, you know, give it a shot.
Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Great talking with you. Take care.
That is Dan Weissman. He is host of An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about the cost of healthcare, joining us this morning on KMOX.